It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Tiger Woods was arrested a couple of weeks ago for driving under the influence after he took a dangerous mixture of prescription drugs. Now Tiger's reportedly heading to rehab. According to a report in Radar Online, Woods will spend 28 days in a rehab facility near his home in Florida. He admitted to police officers that he had taken Xanax and Vicodin, and 7 years ago he went to rehab for the same drugs. Now that he's had his second go-around with prescription drugs, speculation is that he could lose any of the partial custody he has of his two children. There are new details on the incident that caused Warner Brothers to shut down production on the reality show Bachelor in Paradise, with both Corinne Olympios and DeMario Jackson giving their sides of the story. DeMario claims that the incident that shocked the producer involved him doing oral on Corinne, but he says that she was too drunk to consent to any sex act, and it wasn't until the next day she knew what happened when cast members started talking about the incident. Some of the contestants told her that the crew wouldn't listen to them when they said that she was too drunk to be engaged in any kind of sex act, but producers say the cast never complained. Season 4 of Bachelor in Paradise has now been suspended indefinitely. Sean Diddy Combs ranked in $130 million pre-tax this year, making him number one on Forbes' annual ranking of the highest-earning entertainers. The 47-year-old artist hip-hop mogul snagged the top spot this year thanks to the boost he got from selling one-third of his Sean John clothing line in November for $70 million. Lindsay Lohan has a job. She gets to star in a new British sitcom titled Sick Note alongside Harry Potter star Rupert Grint. They're filming in the UK right now. Selena Gomez announced that she's filming releasing a film based on her latest single, Bad Liar. She shared a poster for the film, which will be released tomorrow on her Instagram page. Lady Gaga's Born This Way Foundation will team up with Starbucks to work on a new campaign called Cups for Kindness. The initiative begins today and will end on June 19th, and it's going to raise money for youth programs that spread the message of kindness and create positive environments. Starbucks will also donate 25 cents from one of its Cups of Kindness beverages sold at participating stores in USA.
Are people going to complain about this now? Like, I don't like the way that Lady Gaga cup looks. That's not the way I like my cups to look.
Yeah, proceeds are going to help her Born This Way Foundation. I'm sure there will be some complainers. And Richard Simmons is suing the individuals responsible for the National Enquirer story, which claimed that he was in the midst of transitioning to a female. The fitness mogul is demanding the media executives, reporter, and photo agency involved with the story about him be held liable for the damage that it had to his reputation. But the publisher of the National Enquirer says that it stands by its reporting and intends to vigorously defend the lawsuit. So that must mean they feel strongly that they are right about this.
Ooh. You know, it'll be interesting. I love Richard Simmons. Like, my mom used to have, like, the sweating to, the, like, the oldies or whatever, like, VHS workout there was. So I remember being, like, a chunky fifth grader, like, okay, I'm not going to be fat anymore.
Aww.
And I threw in the VHS, and I'm like, oh, forget this. I'm just going to eat pizza rolls instead. But Richard Simmons is, like, the greatest personal trainer ever.
He is. He really is.
We should have had Richard Simmons on The Biggest Loser. Forget Jillian Michaels.
That's the garbage.